On Samach Dalet and Aleph, we're starting three lines down. It says, Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi, Kol Doch Hazoshah Shal Dochakta. Anybody who tries pushing off the hour, like Avshalom, he tried to become king a little too early, then the hour pushes him away and he won't become king. Kol Nidcha Mivnei Hashah, anybody who allows themselves to be pushed off from the hour, that they don't have to become king right now, Shal Nidcha Bifanov, then the hour is pushed off for him and he ends up becoming the Roshiva, he ends up becoming the king. Mir Rabbi Rav Yosef, we can learn that from Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef Sina, Rabbi Oker Harim. Rav Yosef was a guy who knew a lot of Torah, he was a Sinai. Rabbah was an Oker Harim. He was a person who uprooted mountains with his very, very incisive insights. Itzrich lu shaita. So they needed a Rosh Yeshiva. Shochel Hashem, Sinai v'Oker Harim, Ezevan Koidem. So they sent a message to the great men. Sinai and an Oker Harim. I have both of these people. Which one comes first? Shochel Sinai Koidem. The Rosh Yeshiva should be the Sinai. That should be Rav Yosef, because everybody needs the one who has the wheat. And Rav Yosef, therefore, should become Roshiva. Aval, Pekin, Lo, Kibbal, Rav Yosef. But Rav Yosef refused to become Roshiva. The Amid Lekaldoi, because the stargazers told him, Malkus Tartin Shani, you'll only be king for 2 years. You'll only be a Roshiva for 2 years. Malach Rabba asked him, Tartin Shani. So Rabba became Roshiva. He was Roshiva for 22 years. Malach Rav Yosef, Tartin Shani Opalga. And then after that, after Rabba passed away, Rav Yosef became king, became Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. Kol Shani Demalach Rabba, all those years that Rabba became Rosh Hashiva, Afilu Umla Besalokar, Rav Yosef did not even call a blood letter into his house. We have another Gemara where Rabba was supposed to be 40 years old when he passed away. It's a question whether it's referring to Rava or Rabba, but it's likely it's referring to Rabba because over there in that Gemara, we're talking about Abaye and whoever it was, were the sons of Eli, and they're supposed to die at 18, and Abaye died at 60 because he did Torah and Gemilas Hosadim, and the other one lived to the age of 40. Now, it's unlikely that it refers to Rava, because Rava died after Abaye. We learned that earlier. He died after Abaye, right, from the dreams Gemara, and they grew up together in Rava's house. So to say that Rava died at 40 and Abaye died at 60 when they grew up together in Rava's house is really, really difficult to understand. So it must be it's referring to Rava, and that Rava is the one that died at the age of 40. But then it's even weirder, because Rava was Roshiva for 22 years, and he died at the age of 40. That means he became Roshiva at the age of 18. It's not impossible. It's just a very weird Gemara over here, if that's what it is. Maybe that's the reason why people think that Rabba isn't the one that died at the age of 40, but then you have to say it's Rava, and that's even stranger. I'm not sure how to answer that question. Two dots. What do we mean when we say in Lemnatzeach, Hashem will afflict you on the day of your pain? He will protect, He will answer you on the day of your pain. He will protect the God of Yaakov. Yisagav Hashem will protect, right, your name, the God of Yaakov, Avram and Yitzchak. Why is he known as the God of Yaakov, but not the God of Avram and Yitzchak? So he said, Mikan Balakora Shiyichanes Ba'av Yashakora. That means that a Balakora, a person who has the beams, he should put himself into the thickness of the beam itself. And Yaakov Avinu was the one who was dealing with all the kids and everything like that, right? So he's the one, since all the children are him, and he was Toreach Bigidula when he raised them, therefore he's the one who can daven for them, unlike Avram and Yitzchak. Anybody who benefits from a suda where the Talmud Chacham is sitting there, it's like you're benefiting from the glory of the Shechina Shem Rabbi Yovar, Aaron and all the elders of Yisrael went down to eat bread with Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe, in front of God. Wait a second, do you think they ate in front of God? They really ate in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anybody who benefits from a Seuda where the Talmud Chacham is sitting there, like Moshe and Aaron, all the Zekin, Kilin Enemies of Shechina, it's like they're benefiting from the Zekin Shechina, and therefore it was called Lifnei Elokim. Okay, two dots. Rabbi Avin Alevi. Rabbi Avin Alevi has a fourth statement. Ha-nifter mechavero, somebody who leaves his friend, lech bishalom. Don't say the words lech bishalom, go in peace, lech lishalom, go for peace. Yisro told Moshe Rabbeinu, go for peace. In other words, go to a place where you're going to have peace. Therefore, you became matzliach. But David said to Shalom, go in peace, meaning your going should be in peace, but when you get there, you're not going to be in peace. Halach v'nitla, in the end, he was hung. In the end, hanged. He was hanged. He lost his life because of that. So therefore, we should always say Lech Lishalom instead of Lech Bishalom. Fifth statement, Amar Rabbi Avin Alevi, Anifir Min Amesal Yomel Lech Lishalom Lech Bishalom. But when you go from somebody who's passing away, who died, when you leave the grave, you say, don't say Lech Lishalom, because that's impossible for him. It's almost like making fun of him. You say Lech Bishalom, go in peace. Your going should be in peace. Shalom Atato V'losecha Bishalom. You should go to your father's in peace, and that's the way you should say it. Two dots. Amri Levi Barchia Hayozim Vizakanev Nichols of Ace Madrid of Osipitara. Somebody who leaves a shul and goes to a base madrid and he learns Torah there, Zocha Makapopay Shechina. He's Zocha to greet the Shechina going from a shul to a base madrid. Shinamar Yechum Michael Choyo, they go from strength to strength. Yer Elohim Betzion, they will be seen by God in Zion. Rachi Barasha Marav. Tell me, Chamin Lamanucha Lomalaz of Lomalaba. Tell me, Chamin, they don't have any rest, not in this world nor in the next world. Shamar Yechum Michael El Choyo, Yer Elohim Betzion. They go from strength to strength. they're going to go from one place to the other, they will be seen by God in Sion itself. So we see that they're not going to have any menucha. There's no way that they're going to have full menucha. They're going to keep going and going and going. Even in Shemayim, they're going to keep becoming greater and greater and greater. Rabbi Elazar quotes Rabbi Chanina that they just increase the amount of peace in the world. All of your sons, they learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and there's a lot of peace by all of your sons. That's your builders. Shalom Rav, lo aves orsecha. There is great peace to those who love your Torah. Ein lamo michshol. They don't have any stumbling blocks. Yishalom bechelech. There should be peace among your armies. Shalva ben rasaych and tranquility among your palaces. Laman achai v'rayai. For my brothers, my friends, adaber shalom bach. I will speak about peace by you. Laman beis Hashem lekeno. In order to have the beis hamikdash v'Hashem avak shetov lach. I will search for peace. I will search for goodness for you. Hashem was lamo yiten. Hashem gave strength to his people. Hashem yivarech zemul b'shalom. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless his people with an abundance of peace. And Baruch Hashem, we have just finished brachos. Hadron lecha roa silika mesachta brachos. We have stopped. We are now, we finished Samach, Dalin, Ralph, and brachos. B'li nether, next week, we should start with Shabbos, Beis, and Aleph.